We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Nice day outside. Going to be beautiful today. Still approaching the upper 60s on the south shore, the upper 50s on the north shore. Highs only of 78 today, so be able to get out and do some of those Ida repairs on this day 25 of Ida recovery. And I know if you were hitting the hard-hit areas, you've already been doing this in the heat, but for some of us that were lucky and we're able to put it off, we could do some of those things now that it's cooled off. Thursday, September 23rd, day 25 of Ida recovery. Emily Vuxton joins us now, policy director for the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana. Good morning, Emily. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing great.
We were going to have you on to talk about coastal restoration, but instead, let's settle a fight we're having about zipper lanes. I'm just kidding. About the importance of the barrier islands and the differences that were made, they made as a result of the restoration efforts that have happened already as it relates to Ida, storm surge, et cetera.
Sure. So basically, post the Deepwater Horizon spill, the state got a lot of money to restore our barrier islands. And so that work has been ongoing since then. The Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority, which is doing these repairs, have actually been doing a lot of repairs on certain barrier islands in the last year or so. And, you know, I think we can see preliminary evidence right now, but it does seem like those repairs did pretty well and the barrier islands really held up pretty well during Ida. And so the fact that those barrier islands exist really did help attenuate some of the storm surge that some of those local communities got and did help protect some of the communities behind it. So the more those islands are rebuilt, the more protection they'll provide.
I'm a little bit confused about, and I'm looking at the Washington Post article that you were mentioned in and quoted in, and Ricky Boyette with the Corps of Engineers. I think, and I agree with the governor, that I think Ida was definitely a Category 4. We'll have to see how it winds up if you hear about some of the winds that were clocked before the gauges broke. But I think this was a pretty good test of the flood protection system, and it seemed as though Ricky was saying maybe not so much, or am I misreading that?
I think it just depends on, you know, where the storm came from. So I think from what I understand, I think during Katrina, the hit was from a slightly different angle versus Ida. And so, you know, I'm not exactly sure what Ricky was suggesting, but I'm assuming he was probably saying it was a slightly different angle. And so, you know, it just sort of depends what sort of hit you're going to get based on where exactly the storm is coming from. I think the storm protection system in New Orleans really performed pretty well for Ida. But, you know, if you really want to test it, it'll have to be slightly, you know, different angle of the storm.
I'm going to take the win for now, and then we'll deal with that later. We'll take a break here and continue our conversation. Emily Vuxton, Policy Director for the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana, and what policies are continuing and what plans are underway and what projects are they working on? When we come back, 7:21, time for traffic now on WWL. 7:27 now, Thursday, September 23rd, day 25 of Ida recovery. You'd have to wonder where the hard-hit parishes would be, the coastal parishes, but for the coastal restoration efforts that have taken place and the interior parts of the city had not been for the flood protection system. Emily Vuxton, Policy Director for the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana. So what is on the table, Emily, to strengthen the area even more? And what are some long-range plans that you all are looking at?
Sure. So there's a few different things. The state is still implementing its coastal master plan. So that's a 50-year, $50 billion plan. And they're still ongoing with all sorts of efforts to rebuild marsh in southeast Louisiana, to strengthen the levee systems, to do non-structural improvements, which include elevating houses. Also, people might have been following at the federal level. We're hoping for a hurricane disaster supplemental that would hopefully bring more money to the area through usually the Army Corps of Engineers. And so we're kind of looking both at the federal and at the state level to help rebuild the coast.
And the Army Corps of Engineers, I believe, is quoted as saying that for cost effectiveness, for efficacy, coastal restoration is the way to go, and not raising flood walls and levees, correct? That get more bang for your buck if you put it in the coastal restoration?
Yeah, pretty much every coastal restoration, you know, marsh creation, barrier island creation, levees too, they really perform really well in cost-benefit ratios, which is what the Corps used to determine whether they build projects or not, just because we do have so much infrastructure and so much people down here. So in terms of, you know, saving lives and protecting properties, protecting infrastructure, the cost-benefit ratio is really great for coastal restoration.
Any final thoughts?
No, you know, I think I just, you know, send, you know, thoughts down to everyone who's really affected. And, you know, I'm hoping we can bring in all of this money to help rebuild coastal Louisiana.
And get out of the politics because it's starting already. You're right, Emily. You're reading ahead because we're going to talk about that later on. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time and I appreciate everything you do.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day. I think we got Emily up early. But thank you. We're going to talk to Tommy Satanovich when we come.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.